Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as across the Caribbean, thanks to a fine affiliate there, AM 1000. Thank you very much. And also around the world at the speed of the internet. Now, special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too for helping keep us free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse people, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail, and by the way, all those snowplow and sander drivers that are going to be absolutely just pounding it out there to keep the roads open for you guys and gals traveling up there in the upper Midwest as well as down there in the Four Corners section of New Mexico and Texas and Colorado and also Arizona, the mountains of Arizona. The snowstorm is moving to the east, and be careful out there. Now, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, we appreciate you too. And don't forget to check out my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Well, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance and get started here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words in the Pledge of Allegiance, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs, and we know it, and we certainly hope that you know it, too. Now, I want to just start the hour by mentioning that the political ad spending out there, on the Democratic side of the aisle, has gotten to just about $1 billion. And that's just for starters. They haven't even had the Iowa caucus yet, which is the first thing that they go through. They haven't even had the New Hampshire primary yet, which is the first voting they go through, first actual voting primary. And what's driving this tremendous expense is Tom Steyer, Michael Bloomberg, one spending $2.5 billion a day, the other one spending about $2 million a day. They're the big spenders out there with the ads all over the television. Now, Elizabeth Warren is in trouble right now. Her fundraising efforts are down 30% from where they were. And she's starting to tell people that, hey, if we don't get the money we need, we're going to have to cut back, and instead of going nationwide, we're going to have to do something totally different with our efforts, with our staff. We won't be able to maintain people on our staff and all the usual things that you expect to hear and actually hear. And to that I say, well, I don't know why it took so long, but I'm not surprised, and neither should you be. Not surprised at all, because who the heck would want to vote for little old Pocahontas, knowing the story. Who? Well, obviously not the people that she thought, because she's starting to lag in the polls. Now, Michael Moore came out again yesterday and flat out predicted a Trump victory if the election were held today. Donald Trump would win hands down, no questions asked. And he warned the Democrats again that they need to change their message and they need to back away from the heavy assault on Donald Trump through the impeachment process, because he knows, and the polls are reflecting, regardless of what you might hear, some sort of fake poll out there from MSNBC. Oh, well, more people want the president impeached and removed. Really? Really? MSNBC? Do you believe anything that MSNBC puts out there? If you do, you're a damn fool. Because they are one of the most undependable and unreliable news sources anywhere in the world. Now, they're not your daddy's NBC anymore with Huntley and Brinkley and John Chancellor. They're just not. That was back in the days when they were reputable. Now they think Rachel Maddow is a tremendous news person. Really. Go check out some of her exploits, if you will. Now, we also are hearing that the president's policy has sparked some resignations from the immigration judges that are there because they did not agree with the president's policies. In other words, we're not here to bring them into the United States and keep them here. If they don't have some sort of merit to be here, they'll go right back where they came from, which is fine with me. Because if they can't help us with something that they have to offer, then why do we want the people here from the other countries? We're not the world's dumping bucket. We can't do that. Yeah, we can offer people opportunities to come here, but they have to offer us something in return. That's just my way of looking at it. By the way, that's why the H-1B visa program was created, remember? Was to bring in people with specialties to help out, particularly in the computer sciences and whatnot. All right. Well, it's obvious Mr. Ron Edwards is nowhere around, so we'll come right back with some more stuff. And I got plenty to talk about here. And if you want to give us a call, 877-969-8600 is the number. 877-969-8600.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Y'all are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, that's the product that I've been taking for 3 years and 9 months, and I've been telling you all about it for quite a while now, and all I can tell you is it works. It's all natural. There's nothing in it that's harmful for you or to you. What it does is it actually helps with swelling, helps with pain. And I know a lot of you that are listening to me right now are sitting there literally suffering with what's going on, which is one of the reasons you're awake at this time of night if you're not working on a job. But if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, just like I did 3 years and 9 months ago. $19.95, it's been the same price for that length of time, plus shipping and handling will be to you in about 2 days maximum. That's relieffactor.com/captain, the website. relieffactor.com/captain, the website. Go over there, give it a try. 80% of the people that get on it stay on it. relieffactor.com/captain. Well, joining us right now, we got Mr. Undependable Ron Edwards, who finally woke up and decided to join us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you got a new name, Mr. Undependable, and that comes from the audience, not me. So I want to talk to you, first of all, about a situation that I am well aware of because I've been in the middle of this and I've been doing my homework, and I've got a great group of friends in Washington, D.C., as well as around, retired some of them, and some of them currently doing certain things with intelligence and whatnot. But the strategy, along with their tactics, techniques, and procedures with Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney Durham, are working and are having an effect both with those who served in the Obama administration and in government, as well as those on the outside who were private sector stalwarts and surrogates to them. Now, this is what I've been hearing. They are, as I said they have and would be, talking, pointing fingers, and outing others. And at the same time, many are falling on their swords in hopes of getting a plea bargain and a chance of a lighter sentence because they've been told they've committed a crime that they're going to be held responsible for, especially by Durham, even going as far as possibly calling out Barack Obama himself, as I've been saying all along. Now, do you remember Fusion GPS's Glenn Simpson?
Yes.
He revealed that he was hired to investigate Trump in the fall of 2015. And that's true, as the Dems were already deeply concerned by September 2015 that Donald Trump was resonating with the voters and was going to make a huge impression. Now, Simpson now claims that memos from the Steele dossier, these are his words, not mine, made their way directly to Obama, quote, end of quote. That's already been corroborated by the likes of Peter Strzok, who's been singing like a canary, Lisa Page, John Brennan, who's made some comments, James Clapper, who actually did come out and say that he believed that it went further up the line. And that adds more fuel to the fire. And I believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, I believe the doors are closing around them as others start to spill the beans and open this wide open.
Well, some of it, when, you remember back when all this started leaking out way back when, and I had thought back then that some big people would eventually get caught up in this as far as investigations, and that potentially some huge names would also be in trouble.
I know who it won't be. I know who it won't be.
Who?
Hillary.
You're going to say not Hillary, huh?
Hillary. Nope, she won't be involved. She is absolutely bulletproof. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think she gave orders. Well, if it can be proven that she paid for that that false investigation, I think that it could lead to her.
Well, it was a Democrat.
I think that
it was a Democratic National Committee that paid for it, not the Clinton campaign. They may have given funds somewhere along the line, but they didn't do it directly. They were insulated.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Well,
that's the problem.
Okay. Well, I think potentially she can still get in trouble because if she gave orders and whatever, and she knew about it. I think she can get tapped as well.
Now, have you seen the copy of the transcript of the conversation released by the White House between the Ukrainian President Zelensky and President Trump? Have you seen that?
I've seen it, and when you look at the entire transcript, I don't see what has been described as far as the impeachment is concerned.
I have six pages. I have six pages of the document right here in front of me. Six pages of the document. And there's a fake document that's going around the internet that's being put up on websites like MSNBC. And the reason it's fake is because if you know anything about classified information, they don't just take a big red stamp and stamp unclassified on it, and now you got it. Okay? And that's how I know what I'm looking at is fake. Because what I've got here was sealed. Have you ever been to a notary?
Yeah, yeah.
It's sealed with like what a notary put on each sheet of paper here, pardon me, all six pages, to show me that this was released, and then it's got a smaller stamp underneath that that seal that says unclassified, and it says the date of being the unclassified was, let me see, September 24, 2019, by order of President Donald J. Trump. Again, I've got six pages.
Yeah, but still, it does not have in the document the information that he is supposedly being impeached for.
No, because Adam Schiff made up a parody.
Yeah.
Not a factual parody, but a parody. And yeah. In doing so, he forgot about a couple things that are in here. Now, he's a specialist, as being a former prosecuting attorney. He is a specialist in taking words and turning them around to get convictions by getting people to admit to doing something that they might not have totally done, but that's what he specializes in. But there's one part, in here that says it all to me. And it's the part where they, well, he withheld vital military aid from the Ukraine at a time when they needed to have it for the Russians. Listen to these words very carefully.
Okay.
I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of our defense. We are ready to continue to cooperate for the next step. Specifically, we are almost ready to buy more Javelins from the United States for defense purposes. That tells me right there that they already had Javelins, and Obama didn't give them to them, so guess where they had to come from? Donald Trump.
The Trump administration, yeah.
Before, and by the way, did they withhold the second group of aid? Yes, because of the corruption that was in there, and it was done not only at the request of the Ukraine, because in here he talks about holding up while they launched their investigation. He talks about the corrupt U.S. ambassador that he had a confrontation with, the woman Ivanovich. He talks about all that in there.
That's true.
It's all in here. And by the way, as I said, you're right. Eric is telling me, or on class, Eric has seen what I've got here in front of me. He knows what I'm talking about. And you're right, Eric. You're right. But again, just because somebody takes a document and makes it look like it's official and then puts that big rubber stamp across, unclassified, that's not the way it's done in the military. Sorry. Or in the intel community. It's not the way it's done. So there are fake documents out there that the MSN, the mainstream media, MSM is out there running around with, and nobody is calling them on it.
Yeah, but this is, I think, one of the big reasons why Donald Trump wants to go ahead and go to trial and get this thing underway. Because once you're in trial, not only will that fact come out, all of the facts have to be brought out, and all of the witnesses as well. And I think it would not go well for the Democrats.
Well, because he wants to go to trial and he wants to call witnesses, which they can do, and one of the first witnesses is going to be Joe Biden, the $7.5 billion man over 8 years of business with the Ukraine. That's how much money he was able to squander and divvy out to his friends as well as to himself. Never mind Hunter Biden, who got $3.5 billion of that over that same period of time. All right, can you stick around for another segment?
Yes, I can.
All right, well, that's good, because I'm going to put him on hold. He's going to be here for the next segment. And when we come back from this break, more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, with Ron Edwards. And that was for Flip, who's just waiting for me to do that, because that's what he does when he says, "Where's Ron Edwards?" Well, now you know, Flip, he's here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore has broken its annual per capita homicide record after reaching their 342nd killing.
With just over 600,000 residents, the city hit a historically high homicide rate of 57 per 100,000 people. The new rate eclipses that of 1993, when the city had a record of 353 killings, but was more populous before years of exodus began. New York City, with more than 8 million residents, had 306 homicides. This is the fifth year in a row that the city of Baltimore has reported more than 300 killings. A federal judge has ruled the city of Dallas is not liable for an off-duty police officer fatally shooting a man in his own apartment last year. U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn dismissed the city from the civil lawsuit. It makes a large financial settlement unlikely. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. In the 1800s, an Indiana candy maker wanted to create a candy that would be a witness. So he produced a candy cane. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, candy maker began with a pure white hard candy to symbolize the sinless nature of Jesus. He then formed the candy into a J to represent the precious name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who lifts out the fallen lambs who, like all sheep, have gone astray. The candy maker thought the candy cane was a bit too plain, so he added red stripes to represent the scourging Jesus received, by which we are all healed. Unfortunately, the candy became known as a candy cane, a meaningless decoration seen at Christmas time. The meaning, it's still there for those who have eyes to see and even ears to hear. I pray that this striped candy cane will once again be used to witness the wonder of Jesus and his great love that came down at Christmas time and remains the ultimate and dominant force in the universe today. Merry Christmas, my fellow Americans. God bless you. God bless America. And may America bless God. I'm Ron Edwards. Please check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Ron.
Alrighty, there he is, Ron Edwards, and that's his Christmas greeting to you, and we got a chance to play it finally because you weren't around on Christmas, and our schedule was such that I was off for 3 days, but there you go, and that's rather interesting, the Candy Cane, the history of the Candy Cane. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I can barely hear
you. Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay.
Now I can. Now I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing, but now I can. Well, that's what happens when you fall on the floor in between breaks. All right, listen, I want to talk about Joe Biden because Joe Biden came out and made a flat-out statement, okay? I am not going to testify. I will not comply with the impeachment subpoenas. Well, excuse me. I don't know if he knows what could happen to him, but when the Chief Justice of the United States, when this goes into the Senate for trial, if they in fact call witnesses and Joe Biden comes forward and he does not show up, is he not aware of the fact that the U.S. Marshals will go find him and bring him to Washington, D.C., because that's what they do in this type of trial that supersedes all others?
Well, that's true. And that's the way the law is written. But I think one of the reasons why Uncle Joe has such an attitude is because for some reason the Democrats, including Uncle Joe, have for so long been allowed to get away with so much. They almost feel like they're invincible. I've never seen such a group of people in all of history for so many years that have been allowed to just literally almost destroy a great nation in so many ways.
Well, here's what the polls show, and they kind of agree with you, but then again, they kind of don't because it's kind of mixed. But listen to this.
Okay.
The latest Rasmussen Reports telephone and online survey, which is of 1,500 people, finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters consider it likely that senior federal law enforcement officials broke the law in an effort to prevent Trump from winning the presidency. However, 39% say that it's unlikely. This includes 36% who say it's very likely they broke the law to get Trump, and 24% who say it's not at all likely. Now, these findings have been virtually unchanged for the last 6 months. And here's the other one that's kind of strange. A plurality, 43,000, think that these officials should be jailed if they're found guilty of breaking the law to prevent a Trump presidency, up dramatically from 25% earlier this year, while another 22% said they should just be fired, 15% favor a formal reprimand, and 11% say no disciplinary action should be taken. So that's 22, that's 37, that's 48%. So the 48% has it over the 43% that believes they should be jailed. So that's the mood of the country.
Man, what a sad commentary when you think that all the facts that are out there so far, all the details, and it's kind of disappointing in a way. I mean, the majority do say that some things have happened, but still, only 48%, that's kind of sad in my opinion.
Well, it's 43% think something should happen, 48% think nothing should happen, or there should be a reprimand, or they should be fired, but no jail time. So that's the problem.
Right.
That's the problem.
I had it backwards. That's even worse then. So,
but that's the problem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But the law should be carried out anyway, despite whatever opinions are out there. People have to do their jobs, and I think that Biden and many others should eventually face the long arm of the law.
Now, what do you think of Nancy Pelosi sitting over there going, well, we're not going to determine who our people are going to be until we find out what it is the Senate is going to do, because we can't do what we need to do without the Senate telling us what they're going to do, and we want this and we want that. And does Nancy not realize that she has absolutely zero credibility or anything to do with what the U.S. Senate's going to do? Zero. That she means nothing to them.
Well, she thinks she can bully her way into intimidating the Senate and to bending in her direction or whatever, and trying to, I don't know what's in her head, but I think she can force the Senate to compromise in her direction.
Mm-hmm.
On so many issues, mm-hmm. I hate to say this, on so many issues, the mm-hmm. Democrats always get the Republicans or whatever to kind of compromise in their direction.
Do you remember this line? Listen to this. Do you remember this line from the Nancy?
We never treated President Bush the way they treated President Obama.
It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Now, you remember that, and I remember that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm going to remind everybody that's listening to me right now that come 2020 in the elections, this is what things are all about. Listen to this individual.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
You bet they are, starting with Obamacare that needs to go.
I think you're going to hear more of the Obamas coming next year. Because he's trying to fight behind the scenes and getting his surrogates, as it were, to preserve his so-called legacy. And that's what he's going to be resurfacing about. And it's going to be very interesting in the coming months.
Now, my friend Eric has chimed in here on the chat room. We've got a chat room, the Captain's Group. You're in it, too, I realize. It's saying, too many people have watched too many movies, thus creating too many wannabes in the media system. That's true, because you've got people in there that call themselves reporters or journalists that back in the day, when there were journalists and there were reporters, they couldn't even get a job in the as a janitor.
Well, I think he's making a valid point. Today, that the people that call themselves so-called reporters and journalists, they, I think, they're under the illusion that they can give opinions, and that's basically how they're running their operations, especially if you go to CNN or MSNBC or the others.
Yeah. Now, I've written several hundred articles over the years I've been on the radio, and about 3 years ago, I stopped writing the articles because I ran out of time. I just didn't have any with all the personal appearances and adding all the radio stations and all the live hits that I do on the affiliates that I have every day. Yeah. And I do upwards to six affiliates a day by going on talking during the daytime what I talked about at night, because the people are listening to me at the station. These men, program directors and hosts, are listening to me, and they go, wow, I got to bring him on here to talk about what he just talked about. And that happens all the time. So I have no time of my own, and you got to sleep sometime, to write. And it takes a while to write, as well as you know, because that's what you do. But you got more time than I do.
A little more, but yeah.
A lot more.
That's true.
A lot more.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No, you do. I mean, when you add the, and by the way, we're about to add some more affiliates here in 2020, but when you.
Congratulations, too.
Not yet. I'm not there yet. You got to wait till it happens. But the other thing is that when you have all these affiliates and people are calling you every day, and you try to time it such that you get a little bit of rest before you get up and you do whatever you do, and then you go back and you say, well, I'm going to take another nap, and you schedule your day, you know, I mean, it gets pretty screwy. I never have the same day twice in a row, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I hear you.
Never.
You're a busy guy, and it's going to get busier.
Yeah, I know, and I can't wait, because maybe we'll be doing some things around the country with the big boys from what I've been hearing, but we certainly are going to be doing some different things broadcasting. Oh, and by the way, the MacDill Air Fest this year, we'll be there. And, that's a big deal. They have 100 to 150,000 people there at MacDill Air Force Base, and we'll be right in the middle of that. All right, tell everybody how to hear your show, sir.
Well, you can check out the Ron Edwards Experience every Friday on AmericaMatters.us at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. You know?
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, and the computer cut him off because he couldn't say it fast enough. sorry about that, Mr. Ron, but that's the way it goes in Radio Land. I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, that's Ray Carlisle out there rooster cruising, and we're going to cut that short because if you want to call in, the number is 877-969-8600. But a winter storm is intensifying as it shifts across the plains and into the upper Midwest this weekend. It's bringing heavy snow, blowing snow, areas of freezing rain further south. It'll cause slippery road conditions and reduced visibility, along with north of the storm track. Areas of freezing rain will also become possible over eastern New York and into New England. By Sunday, this storm is moving from the Four Corners section of New Mexico and Arizona and Colorado and Utah, coming across on an angle, a 45-degree angle, all the way to the Canadian border and the upper peninsula of Michigan right now, because since we talked to you last hour, the storm has now moved over into Wisconsin. The upper peninsula of Michigan is under a winter storm warning, as is most of Minnesota, the eastern part of North Dakota, eastern half, of South Dakota, most of Nebraska, now moving into Iowa, the northeastern part of Colorado in particular, I-70 east to Kansas, then out in Kansas, out in front of it, all the way to Salina. You have general snow, but right there, I-76 coming out of Denver to the east up into Nebraska, you've got a winter storm warning with some really heavy snow conditions and some bad driving conditions. I'm sure you're going to see on the national media, the news shows today, because they'll be talking about it. They'll be bored. They won't have anything else to do. By the way, in Colorado, you've got snow in the southern part of the state, winter storm warning, snow along I-25. Albuquerque, snow all around Albuquerque, all around Albuquerque today. I-40, I-25, north, south, and winter storm warning there. You've got some freezing temperatures out in California in the mountains, freezing temperatures in the valleys in Arizona today, a general snow east on I-10 over towards Tucson to the New Mexico border. You've got a whole wide swath of fog, which may become freezing fog by the looks of the temperatures from about Midland, Texas, all the way up to Amarillo, Texas, into the western part of Oklahoma through the Panhandle, right up through the central part of Kansas, Salina, Kansas, north up I-35 right now. And I'm telling you, what a mess. What a freaking mess. And then along I-70, the southern part of Missouri, from Fort Leonard Wood all the way over to Springfield, Missouri, you've got dense fog there coming across I-40 west of Memphis area right now. You've got dense fog there. And then you've got some, oh, and by the way, now we have some dense fog west out of Columbus, Ohio. So there you go. And don't forget that everything that we talk about here when it comes to Truckers Highway and Bible Reports, brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by. And if you're on the third watch, middle of the night, stop by and get yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain Matt. This is Susie Q.
Hey, dear. How you doing? And by the way, you and I are going to be just slinging it down there today in Sarasota. A lot of people are wanting
to see you.
You're smiling facing me. So, so how you doing? I mean, you're up bright and early, and, of course, we got to leave early, so that's fine.
There's nothing bright about this morning. I'm telling you, it is dark. It's dark when you're on the radio.
I know, and that's why I'll have the coffee ready when you get here.
So I called to make sure that you had told all your listeners we're going to be down there in Sarasota today.
I did, and you can tell them again. Now, we're going to be at Robarts Arena, which is at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, right?
Yep, that's right.
We're going to be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today, and we're going to have free stuff to give away. You're in charge of the free radio stuff. How's that?
Awesome. I like that.
I got lots of it that you can hand out to the folks. And then we also have got The United States Concealed Carry Association stuff that's going to be there, too. All right, now let's see here. We got somebody on the telephone line. Let me see who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Denise calling from Atlanta.
All right, well, say hello to Susie Q. Oh, that's right. You're in Atlanta. Say hello to Susie Q.
Hi, Susie Q. Hi. Hi in Atlanta. Is it cold up there? It's a little chilly.
All righty. Well, Susie, I'll see you in a little bit there, kiddo, and thanks for calling in and reminding everybody that we're going to Sarasota today.
Okay, see you later.
Yes, bye, ma'am. See you in a couple hours or thereabouts. All right, that's Susie Q calling in, and we are going to be down at the Two Guys Gun Show in Sarasota today from 9 to 3. All right, Denise, we had an attack. Rocket attack again. They're blaming Iran for this. We had a contractor killed and several of our GIs wounded near Kirkuk in Iraq.
Correct.
What do you know about that so far? Any more than what I do?
I do not. I've been kind of expecting that. I think we had something there, a few weeks ago?
Yep.
They came close to...
Oops, where'd you go? Where'd she go? we lost Denise. Okay, well, she'll call me back, but we're coming up on the top of the hour break anyway. All right, you know, that's live radio for you. She's on a cell phone, and we'll let her call me back. Here she goes. All right. Are you back? Hello, Denise.
Hello.
I got you. Okay. Well, we had something a few weeks ago. You are right there in Iraq where they came close. They've been trying to get closer and closer and closer, but we're blaming Iran for this, I guess, because they're the ones supplying them with the rockets.
Correct. That's right. This is about the Iranian militia. That's correct.
Yep. So, and is this Muqtada al-Sadr? Is it his bunch?
I don't think so. Because he's based in Iraq, so I don't think that this is anything to do with him. In fact, he's now a political figure there, so I think this is part of more of the Shiite militia.
Okay, and we'll just have to keep our eyes on that, and hopefully they'll be able to quell this, because we don't need to have this happening anytime they feel the urge to lob something into one of our bases, which is what they did.
That's right.
All right. Well,
exactly right.
Well, when we come back, you and I are going to have an interesting little discussion because Joe Biden came out yesterday, of course, wanting to stay out of the news, but he's in the news by saying he will not comply with any impeachment subpoena. Oh, really? I wonder how he'd like to see the U.S. Marshals show up in his doorstep and bring him back, because this time around there are some particular rules with a impeachment trial that if they're called as a witness, they got to show up, even if all they do is come and plead the Fifth Amendment. And we'll get into all that, folks, because Denise will be right back with me as the music is starting to come up in my ear. And remember, today I'll be down with the lovely Susie Q down there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Robarts Arena in Sarasota. Come on down there, and we'd love to meet you. We'd love to meet the people that are chiming in the chat room. There's 54 of you in there right now in the radio chat room, the Captain's Group on Facebook. Here comes the music. I'll be right back with more, and we're going to have the lovely Kathy Curtis take us to the top of the hour break. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.